Welcome to TNIB's ongoing installment of the 2017 E3 coverage. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And on this edition, we'll be covering the Ubisoft conference and all the delicious gaming goodness that came from it. Ubisoft started off the show with a rather spectacular
French.
French. I was going to say a spectacular guest appearance by the man himself, Mr. Mario.
Mr. Miyamoto
Mario-san came in and he talked to Yves Guillemot, Frenchman, and they talked about how they respected one another, blah blah blah. We made a collaboration and it's a game.
What was it actually called?
It was Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
Kingdom Battle.
Yeah.
So this was like, I don't know if it was leaked or if it was announced like a week ago or a couple weeks ago, but it was. And I honestly thought this was just going to be another Rabbids like Mario Party-esque game.
Yep.
Yo, this game is XCOM.
Yeah.
It's strategy. It's tactical SRPG.
Yeah.
You got guns, you got cover, you got half cover, you got destructible cover, flanking. Mm. It's the game is XCOM, and that's not what I expected.
I don't think anybody expected that, no.
Like, what the frig?
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
it looks cool.
Yeah.
I kind of want to play it.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully there's a demo or something, but I did not expect this game to just be XCOM.
Yeah, it's definitely better than anything I could have expected.
Mm-hmm.
I personally am not super interested, but I mean, who knows? It could be the greatest game ever.
For the brief amount of time that I played XCOM on my PC until my graphics card blew up, I was having a lot of fun. So if I can get that kind of same gameplay from this game,
yeah,
and maybe it'll be a bit easier and not just like mind-crushingly hard.
Oh yeah, XCOM's tough. Yeah,
yeah, and sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess I don't know. I guess the aesthetic of a game or the setting or the environment really plays a lot for me, and I just don't really care about Mario.
I kind of like the and
even less about Rabbids.
Oh, I kind of like the whole cartoony aspect. Like people are slide tackling into other enemies.
No, that's fine. I just don't want to. I think I don't like Mario. I think that's the problem. Yeah.
But you're wearing red.
Yeah, okay.
How do you not? What?
Yeah. Like, I don't think I like Mario.
Who are you?
Like, it's come to this realization that, like, when I was a kid, yeah, the Mario games are fun, but did I actually like Mario? No.
Yeah.
And I don't like that world.
Oh, what you're saying is that you don't like Super Mario World.
I'm saying I don't like Mario at all, but Super Mario World's still the best.
And you're saying that Super Mario 3 is the superior game?
No.
Wow.
But anyways, go ahead.
TV's full of revelations.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. Then they went on to Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
They showed a little bit more of that. Yeah. They decided to show you gameplay by filming a monitor instead of just having direct feed footage, which seemed really amateur.
Yep.
But then after that, they went on to The Crew 2.
Yeah.
And it is no longer
cars. Yeah,
it is cars plus boats plus bikes plus monster trucks plus planes.
Yeah,
and they're just going for it. Pretty much anything motorized, they want you to be able to drive, fly, pilot, ship, take control of and race them.
It reminds me of that game that the Burnout team ended up working on, but the game never came out.
Which was
it was an extreme sports based around speed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, but nothing ever came from it.
Mm-hmm. This keeps reminding me of Steep for some reason. Mm. Just in the sense that, hey, here's all these options for you to do this one thing, and then this one thing is specifically racing.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know how or if they'll be able to keep the quality across the board. Like, will car racing be the only actual thing that's fun to race? Will you be able to do anything fun with planes, right? Just from a gameplay perspective, it's usually when they try and put everything onto your platter, like it's not the greatest of quality. Hopefully that it proves me wrong, but
I got three words for you.
What?
Diddy Kong Racing.
Listen, all right. We all can't be 10 out of 10, like, engraved in stone best games in the world, all right? We can't all be that.
I'm just saying, car, hovercraft, plane. They made it work.
But the thing was, I think the difference in that game is that no matter what you chose, you're still on the same track. You're still doing the same stuff, right? Everything in that game is basically a cart.
Yeah.
But one cart can float on water and one cart can just float in the air. Right? Mm-hmm. And then they all have their advantages and disadvantages. These are seeming like completely different things. It's not like, oh, hey, do this highway battle down Route 66, but I'm going to pick a plane and you're going to pick a car.
Yeah.
Right? It's not that.
Yeah. I don't know. The crew always, to me, struck me as very arcadey. So I don't know. It's not like I feel like each of the separate disciplines are going to be super deep. I think it's going to be A to go, B to break, and X to gas.
What about R1 to boost?
Sure, yeah. I mean, those boats had boosts. I saw them.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Usually with these jack-of-all-trade games, I'm kind of wary. Usually if you try and do more than one thing, you end up not doing either of them well.
Yeah, and when I see a racing game that has more than just cars, I check out.
Yeah. That's true. I guess the last, I don't know, I just immediately thought of the moon race from Gran Turismo 6.
Oh, yeah. Like, that was dumb.
Yeah. So you can go on the moon, but you can't free roam on the moon. Yeah. You have to do this racetrack. Then Frodo showed up.
Yeah.
He is, from what I took from this, so the game was called Transference.
Yeah.
And the thing I took away from it is that it's like full motion video VR horror.
Yeah,
that's what it seemed like. It had the trimmings and editing of a horror game.
It's cool,
right? But also it reminded me that Transfaring was once a thing, and I wish that game was called Transfaring.
I think the tagline for this was enter the mind of someone or something.
I think so. They had the whole everything you see around you is not real. Can't hurt you, no matter how real it feels. And there is strictly, that's almost strictly lifted from a Black Mirror episode in season 3.
Yeah.
Where they have their own VR machine.
Yeah, but no, I mean, it could be cool.
I hope it's cool.
Because, I don't think VR is at that stage where, you play a super robust game. So if this is more just, you're going to follow a horror experience, that could be really interesting.
It could be really interesting. After that, they showed Pirates.
They sure did.
It's called, what was it called?
Skull Cross Bones.
No.
And Bones.
Skull and Bones.
I meant cross as in the X.
Oh, the Japanese cross?
Yeah.
Okay. This is such a generic pirate title. I don't know how it hasn't been taken by now.
Yes.
Or until now. Mm-hmm. Right? This sounds like some dude during the NES era made a pirate game and he called it Skull and Bones.
To be fair, how many dedicated pirate games can you recall?
I can recall Pirates of the Caribbean, Black Flag.
That's not even a pirate game.
Is it not?
No.
Okay, there's Cat, Sid Meier's Pirates.
Oh, that's actually the best pirate game.
Sid Meier's Pirates. What was it? Cats and the Legend of the Black something.
Sure.
I forget. I was on the PlayStation 2. There's Age of Booty.
Well, that's also a pretty good name.
Yeah, Age of Booty. There's...
What I'm trying to say is there's not many Pirates games, and all the Pirates games are so... let's just say... They're just called Pirates for the sake of being called Pirates.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, the game looks like it's... Well, when the director came out, he said, yes, when Black Flag was released, we heard from the fans that, a lot of the reviews for that game said that, they would take a standalone ship combat game from Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Yes.
And it seems to be, this game is completely done that.
Is it? Yeah, it's just the multiplayer mode?
No, it's not even because in Black Flag, it wasn't a multiplayer mode.
You didn't get to do pirate stuff in multiplayer in Black Flag?
Nope.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so you were just roaming around the seas, and this looks like a open world roaming around the seas type thing.
It seemed pretty Call of Duty-esque to me. I don't see it as being... what was that one pirate game that's being made by Rare?
Sea of Thieves?
Sea of Thieves. It doesn't seem like it's open world or MMO-esque like that. It seems like it's matchmake and then get into a battle.
Yeah. I think it's like this. There's an open
thing.
Okay. And you group, you're always rolling around as a party.
Oh, okay.
And then you can go in, and depending on what servers you're on, people will be there.
And there's like class-based boats.
Yeah, so yeah, that's definitely part of it. It has the same sort of like ship combat, boarding, and siege mode and stuff. I kind of expected there to be a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely deeper than what was in Black Flag, because, you go to the bird's nest and you look at it, you can look through the...
Go scouting.
Yeah, but it doesn't have that sense of, like, piratism that Sea of Thieves had, even though it was a simpler game.
Yeah.
Like, I was waiting for the moment when they were going to get off the ship, but they never did.
The game seemed more focused on KDA.
Yeah.
Your KD ratio.
Yeah.
Than actual pirating.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll see from that. After this was... They showed some songs that are going to be the new Just Dance.
Yeah.
Just wanted to bring this up because every time I see Just Dance, it makes me sad that Dance Central wasn't more popular with people. Because I think that was a much better game.
It also required a Kinect.
Yeah, but it was a better game.
Doesn't matter. It's expensive.
I guess. After that was Starlink. Out of Ubisoft Toronto. What?
That sounds like definitely a Toronto-based game, yeah, sure.
They were using the Snowdrop engine. Mm-hmm. How more Canadian could you get?
Mm.
It seems like it's a ship piloting game. You said it was kind of like Gradius.
Yeah, only in 3D.
Yeah, but only in 3D.
Yeah.
And the thing here is that you get toys. It's like Toys to Life.
Yeah.
But it attaches directly to your controller.
Yeah.
Which looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because you have your ship model, but then you can also live swap attachments onto this ship. Mm. And it'll appear in the game. Which sounds cool, but when they show you the controllers, like it's the Switch grip, the PS4 and Xbox 360 controllers, all with this thing just bolted onto the top of it.
Yeah.
It looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I can fully understand why they would do that.
Yeah.
Because now you have your toy that you're playing in the game, but you're turning your controller, and it's like you're turning your ship. Yeah. Right? And it's like the whole... I think that's maybe marketed towards a younger audience.
Well, they said they're like... The guy who came out, he said, I grew up in the 80s.
Yeah.
I love sci-fi, and I love toys. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to combine that for kids of today.
Yeah.
I don't think this game is going to come out in the state that we've seen it.
Really?
The amount of resources needed to push on a full-on toy line to support a single video game is just too much.
And if Disney couldn't hang in that market...
Yeah.
I don't know what Ubisoft's going to do.
I mean, I feel... And that's why when they said this release date was fall 2018, I'm like, okay, so it's like 2 years out?
Yeah.
That's smart. Or like, this was obviously put out here as sort of like, they're going to test the waters. What's the reaction? Are people going to be pumped
You think
for this?
This announcement was strictly for, we're going to check the social media sphere.
Yes.
And we're going to see how the
reaction
is.
I think that guy who came out, like, this totally seems like such an indie idea. Like, oh man, I'm going to... Like toys and then spaceships, and we put it all together. It's gonna be great. And some business guy said no, and said no. Trust me. He said okay, I'm gonna give you this shot. We're gonna go to E3.
Yeah.
If the reception is good, fine. I'll fund it.
But if it's not,
then no.
Make this Far Cry game.
You're gonna switch it up, and it's gonna be just a regular shooter like everything else.
Okay. That's cold. That's savage.
Yeah.
But it sounds like what might have happened.
Damn.
So yeah, I mentioned Steep earlier.
Yeah, you did.
We were talking about it, and so they're bringing out a Steep expansion. Holy crap, don't knock over that giant wall of boxes, please.
Oh.
Stop doing that! So Steep is getting an expansion, early next year.
Yeah.
To coincide with the Winter Olympics.
Uh-huh.
And I like the idea of a developer making a somewhat serious Olympics game.
Okay.
Right? I just don't know if you would want to attach that to Steep.
So I don't know.
Right? I played Steep for a little bit, and It was fine,
Hmm.
but it's that thing I talked about earlier with the crew where they had a bunch of ideas, but they didn't execute well on any of them, right? It was cool to like go down the mountain once or twice, but then after that, I was kind of done with the whole game. So maybe a more structured idea.
Yeah, like a competition.
Yeah, like here's some races, here's some courses,
Yeah.
would be better. And they got that steep tech, they got to use it for something.
Yeah.
So it seems like an interesting idea. If it's a standalone expansion, I'd be willing to try it out, but I don't want to buy steep and then buy this to try out an Olympics game.
For sure.
Yeah. After the Olympics, I believe was Far Cry 5.
Yeah.
We're coming into the tail end of the
Yeah.
conference. They showed more Far Cry 5, and it was just a new gameplay clip. And dude, that game looks like Far Cry, but that's not what I want to see out of this. I know that game. I pretty much know how that game is going to play,
Yes.
right? I think they have a new addition with your dog,
Oh yeah.
Boomer,
He's your bro, yeah.
and your good boy dog. And it's just giving me it's just reminding me about that game Dead to Rights,
Yeah.
that Max Payne clone.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like to me that looked like a Far Cry game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I want to see from that is more of the story. It's the setting that's really got the only thing that's getting me excited about that Far Cry game.
Sure.
You feel the same way, or
Don't know. I don't really care
you
about
don't
Far
really care
Cry.
about Far Cry anymore?
Yeah.
Was it Primal Burn You?
Three.
And then the final one, Michel Ancel was not lying. Beyond Good and Evil 2 is still a game.
Sure is.
And they have overhauled the shit out of that game.
Does not look like.
It does not look cartoony. It does not look like the original
Yeah.
cel-shaded Beyond Good and Evil.
They didn't show you what's her face, or like not in her entirety.
Yeah.
There, yeah.
There was a monkey, and there was a girl with an afro pulled right out of the 70s,
Yeah.
and they stole from a pig. It looks like they're going for more space adventure serious things like freedom and that kind of stuff,
Which is cool.
which is cool. It is definitely not what Beyond Good and Evil originally was,
Yeah.
right? I'm not saying that the game looks bad, like the kind of the high poly look
Yeah, but
does
you,
look really
what are you
nice,
saying then, huh? What are you
huh?
saying?
I'm just saying it's different.
Hmm.
I'm just saying it's different. Will I still be able to take pictures of things?
Are you saying after 15 years as a for fan, 15 years, this is not quite what you were hoping for?
To be honest, I thought the game was dead, so I'd given up on it. Like Michel Ancel kept being like, "No, it's not. It's in development. I swear. No, it's totally in development." I didn't believe him, right? I was just like, "Yeah, you're lying through your teeth." Until I see actual gameplay, I think this game is just something that will be in development in perpetuity. And what it will be is that if at a conference Ubisoft is feeling light on content, they're just gonna be like, "Yo, mock up a trailer and let these monkeys still think that they're gonna get a new Beyond Good and Evil," right? As cynical as that sounds. Did you play the original or?
I never finished it. I got it when it was remastered on what, 360 PS3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played through like half of it,
Yeah.
but I again, something else caught my attention or something, and I
Okay.
never finished it.
That's fair.
So, I think it was the control. You couldn't invert the Y-axis.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to,
And
you
I was like,
monster.
and that's why I was like, I'm having such a tough time.
Maybe you should just get
I
used to the right way to
remember,
play.
yeah. Okay.
Inverting the Y-axis. What are
Yeah,
you doing? It's not a spaceship
it
game.
is.
No, it's
You when
not.
you're the camera, yeah?
No.
Oh.
When I look up, I want to press up.
No.
No,
No.
that's not how that works, no. But that was the end of the Ubisoft conference. They told us to sit and stay and watch more Assassin's Creed, but we said no.
Yeah.
So what do you think about it?
I thought that it was I think of all the ones we've seen so far, this is probably the one of the most diverse array of games.
Yep, for sure.
I definitely feel like at least they're trying to go, you know, out there and not quite be as. I mean, obviously they still have their Assassin's Creeds and their Far Cry, but
Yeah.
everything else they showed seemed to be at least they're trying to go beyond the boundaries of what normal people are associating video games with nowadays, and I think that was cool. Some things do look neat. The Mario and Rabbids thing, even though I don't like Mario or
Monster.
Rabbids. I mean, the game.
I can see why you don't like Rabbids, because they're basically minions.
Yeah. But, I mean, the gameplay itself, I mean, looks promising. If Miyamoto stands behind it, then I guess it must be good.
I don't know. He stood behind some questionable stuff.
Like what? Wii Music?
Remember Nintendogs?
That was a great game.
No, it wasn't.
That was a great game.
The game was garbage.
Sold millions.
Yeah, so what? So does Imagine Babies.
Again, whatever. It's a good game. Yeah, you know, the Pirates thing I liked seeing, even though it seemed a little dry. And Beyond Good and Too Evil was a legit surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a little bit disappointed we didn't get anything on the Tom Clancy front.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we got Splinter Cell, nothing.
No Ghost Recon.
Yeah.
And no Rainbow Six.
Part of me was just like, like, there's no Division. There was no what? Like, nothing on that end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Like, they just, I guess this is just not that year.
Mm-hmm.
But,
or maybe they're saving it for Gamescom.
Yeah. Or maybe they're recognizing the audience is kind of sick of that shit.
I don't know, man. All I really want is another really good Rainbow Six game.
It's called Siege.
It's not called Siege. when they were showing Rainbow Six Patriots and stuff, that looks so cool.
Yeah.
Rainbow Six Vegas is still one of my favorite third-person shooters.
Oh, for sure.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Right? And that latest Splinter Cell game wasn't terrible.
No.
So, like, it's not like those games are bad.
Yeah.
And they've, ever since they bought the Tom Clancy license, it's been bad or something.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Yeah, that is an interesting omission. I did not notice it until you mentioned it.
Yeah, because, I don't know, for me, I always associate Ubisoft with one of those. They always have one up their sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, it's Far Cry and Assassin's Creed, and so I just totally blanked on that.
Yeah. But anyways, I think it was entertaining. Nothing that really I'm excited for.
Okay.
But it's nice to know that there's variety on the horizon.
Yeah. I thought it was like, I'm kind of within the same ballpark as you, where it was the most diverse. Mm. But I think I'm a little more excited about some of the games coming out.
Yeah.
Especially that Rabbids game.
Mm-hmm.
Showing that it's kind of hardcore strategy RPG type stuff.
Yeah.
I am really interested in trying it out.
Yeah.
Same thing with I want to play Far Cry 5. I just want more story. But Beyond Good and Evil 2 is something I really want to see more of. So I think I liked it a little bit more than you.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's it for Ubisoft.
Well, I guess, yeah, that's it for Ubisoft. Where would you rank it? We'll have a recap.
It's definitely not, it's not below Bethesda.
No, it's not below Bethesda. That's
I think sure. I like the Microsoft one a little bit more.
Okay.
So
ranking from first to last.
I think right now it's Microsoft, Ubisoft, EA, Bethesda.
I mean, I have the exact same order as you.
That's how I feel, yeah.
So after this, we're going to be seeing Sony.
PlayStation.
It's around 9 o'clock.
Yeah, expect that one to be a long episode. Sony tends to have no modesty, and they go for like 3 hours.
They rented a theater for like 5 hours, and then they're just like, just in case, guys.
Yeah, so expect it to be long. Anything you're hoping to see at Sony?
I want to see some more God of War.
Boo.
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 I want to see some more God of War. A lot of the stuff that they showed at their, what was that thing we went to in Toronto?
The E3 Experience?
Yeah, Experience or whatever. That a lot of that stuff already came out.
Yeah.
Like Horizon Zero Dawn and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I'm open to possibilities. Let's just say that. I would like to see some more God of War. But other than that, I want to see what Sony brings. I want to see if Sony can avoid the Microsoft mistake of showing a bunch of cool games, but this is nothing necessarily that would sway me to buy a PlayStation. Or a Pro, if they're going to maybe try and counteract the Scorpio announcement with some more Pro features or some more Pro support. Right?
Yeah.
Just to be like, why would I buy... Maybe give me a reason to want to buy a Pro.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, then. I am hoping to see you. At this point, I want to know if Gran Turismo is still real.
Gran Turismo Sport?
No, I mean Gran Turismo proper.
Oh,
I want to see if that game is real.
I think that Gran Turismo proper is dead until Sport comes out, at least.
I hope that game... I want to see that game out. Sport, whatever it is.
Okay.
It'd be fun to get another Final Fantasy VII trailer to let me know how much I've got to wait.
I think there's going to be a lot of Japanese games at this conference.
Yeah.
They're probably going to show Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
They're probably going to... They got to show another Final Fantasy VII trailer. Yeah. And it'll be like release date 2020.
Yeah.
And everyone cries.
Okay. That sounds good then. We'll see you guys in a bit when we talk about Sony.
See you later.